Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I want to talk masks. Now, we're all wearing them. Some of us have those, you know, those blue disposable ones. Other ones we have, I mean, a lot of people are actually making them at home now, which is quite cool because you see a lot of unique masks and some of them are making a statement. I know some people that will wear whatever color t-shirt they are wearing. That's the mask color that they'll be wearing. I'm like, well done. Like, to coordinate that? Oh, who's got the time? But masks. Do you think face masks make people look more attractive? It's an odd thing to ask, but a university has done some research and has found that supposedly people with face masks look more attractive. I still don't know where I sit on this. Do I find my wife more attractive if she's wearing a face mask or not? I'm like, it seems weird to think that I would find her more attractive. Because then it's like, oh, do you not like a mouth? you know, there's so many aspects to this. But I want to hear from you. Do you think people in masks are more attractive? Because according to the research, it's a big fat yes. And to make it even worse or even more unusual, they found that people that wear blue disposable type surgical masks are most appealing. Now, they had a whole bunch of people walk into a building. I had other people looking at them and rating them out of 10. They wore different types of masks and they collected all the data, and this is what they came to the conclusion, that people that wear masks are actually more attractive. So, I want to hear from you. Yay or nay? That's all I need. And if you want to give a reason why, then by all means, do that as well. I can't believe this. We've had 3 texts in a row from Chris. All different Chris's, and I thought, oh, that's a first. Chris, number one, you've got to be joking me. No, these are real stats. Sorry, Chris. Next, Chris, definitely not. I think a smile is one of the most attractive things on my wife's face. So true. Oh, a great smile. Just amazing. And the last Chris here, all in a row. A face mask doesn't make someone more attractive, but a person who is willing to wear one would be more attractive over someone who isn't willing to wear one. 3 Chris's in a row. Well done. Keep it up. Can I get some more? One here from Grace is, I would tend to agree. Something about the unknown that's very attractive. Another one here from an unknown. No way, Jazeel. That sounds more like communist propaganda than research. Who funded it? It was a university in Wales. You can go check out the research. Another one here, David. Depends on the mask. A nice black mask. Yes, very attractive. However, a bright, colourful one. No, not so much. Sienna. No. I want to see people's smile, especially if they have dimples. Yeah, a lot of people like the dimples, eh? Kevin Cummings, 0429-985-985. What are your thoughts on this one? I did text my wife just to find out, and she said, no, I would like to look at your smile. So I think that's the right answer there. But keep them coming, 0429-985-985. Do you think face masks make people look more attractive? Apparently, research suggests yes, and the type of masks that we like the most are the blue disposable type surgical masks. In my head, I'm like, if I did like masks, and if I thought they were more attractive, those ones are the worst ones. I think the nice colourful ones, or the homemade ones, or the black nice ones, anything with kind of one colour, I'm like, that looks nice. The moment you start throwing in all these colours, it gets a bit messy, and then the blue ones, they don't sit in the face, they're like all square. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.